Well, hello, it's Daily Inspiration Time. Thanks for your call. Our aim is to encourage you through God's Word. If you have your Bible, turn to John chapter 3. I'm going to be reading out of what I believe is the perfect Bible for the English language, King James Bible. And that is John chapter 3 is where we're going to live. We're going to read. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit His spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Well, I just want you to know today, the scripture says it really clear. It's not an idea. It's not a suggestion, but it's emphatic. It's commanding. It says, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. It says that you've got to be born again. He said, you must be born again in verse 7, John 3, 7. Marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. You must be begotten from above. I mean, this literally means to be transformed, God's work in you, transformed from God, a renewal in righteousness, true holiness. I mean, this is to be saved. And there is no way. Nicodemus seemed to misunderstand Jesus, and he was thinking in human terms. And most people today make the same mistake in comparing the new birth with the old birth. Your old birth was your old birth. Your new birth is a spiritual birth. It has nothing to do with your old birth. Your old birth, you were born in sin and in mortality. The new birth is in righteousness, forgiveness, and eternity. Eternal life is what it brings forth. And this is being adopted by God, having God through His power, His Word, the water of the Word, the Spirit's baptism, changing you and making you free from sin and truly God's. This is a picture of salvation in its greatest form. You must be born again by the Word and by the water of the Word. And there is no way to get out of this one. You know, the natural man, he talks about, here's the wind, and you know, you can't see it, but you see the effect of it. And so the spiritual man, he's born again. He hears the voice of the Spirit, and he's led by the Spirit. The Spirit leads him. Just like the wind can blow leaves, you can't see the wind that's blowing the trees and the leaves, but you see the effect. So is everyone that's born of the Spirit. You can't see God, but you see God working in that person. And I have an interesting thought about being born again. A man asked me the other day, Can a man be born again, or can you be born again more than once? You know, is it true that you're once saved, always saved, no matter what you do, he said. Well, I'll ask you this question. Can a man be saved from drowning more than once? If a man is dying in the river, drowning, and I rescue him, and then I'm out there a year later and he wrecks his boat again and he's drowning, would it be possible to save him twice from drowning? And the answer is absolutely. You can be saved from any kind of death more than once. And if you're saved and you turn back to sin, you'll need to be saved again. And I believe when Adam had sinned, all men begin to sin after that, and they would have lived forever if they hadn't sinned. But the new birth is really a rebirth or a restoration of the original life, and we have the death penalty now is on our natural man, but not our spiritual man. You know, the Bible says that the soul that sins, it shall die. But bless the Lord. Our eternal life is forever in Christ. Our body may die, but we will live forever with God. The last enemy, 1 Corinthians talks about, was destroyed by Jesus dying on the cross and rising from the dead and sending back to the Father. So death has no more sting for the true born-again children of God. And I think that the reality of being born again is either over exalted with just terminology and no reality, or it's totally ignored, and men try to save themselves by their works, by their clothes, by their association to a certain group, when what we really need is a rebirth, a new birth, to where I can live for God without a church standard. I can live for God without somebody watching me. I can live for God and obey God no matter where I am, who I'm with, and what temptation faces me. The scripture says there is no temptation that has taken you but such as is common to man, and God is faithful, who will with the temptation also prepare a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. If you can't overcome sin, you're not born again. If you don't have victory over sin, you're not born again, the Bible teaches. He said, he that's born of God does not commit sin in 1 John. In other words, he doesn't continue to practice it. And once I'm born again, if I sin, I'm going to be so convicted, so sick of my sin, that I'm going to run to Christ and get mercy, and I'm not going to be comfortable in my sin. So you think about these things, but marvel not, John 3:7. You must be born again. You must be born again. Don't let anyone deceive you. You must be born again.